With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, charged with storing top secret records at his home and sharing classified information with a number of relatives and family members. The indictment also suggesting classified information was exposed when operatives believed linked to the Iranian regime hacked Bolton's email account in 2021. Bolton denies any wrongdoing. Federal prosecutors have charged voter technology firm Smartmatic with money laundering and other crimes arising from more than $1 million in bribes that several individual executives allegedly paid election officials in the Philippines. President Trump confirming the CIA is at work inside Venezuela.
President Trump told reporters at an Oval Office event he authorized covert CIA operations inside Venezuela, blaming the South American country for allowing criminals and drugs to flow into the U.S. Trump says he is also considering land operations there.
Because we've got the sea very well under control.
Early this month, the administration declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants. Since early September, U.S. forces have conducted at least 5 strikes in the Caribbean, resulting in 27 deaths. Jennifer King, Washington.
Federal food assistance could be at risk next month if the government shutdown is not over by then. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Funding for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP, will continue through October. But if the government isn't reopened by November, food assistance to 40 million low-income people could be at risk. SNAP benefits 1 in 8 people in the U.S. States are scrambling to figure out what to do if the benefits are cut off. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Well, Americans are turning against higher education.
Christians have been critical of the nation's colleges and universities for decades over their radical leftism and pagan ideologies. Polls show a lot of Christian young people drift from their faith at college. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 70% of all Americans now feel that higher education is going in the wrong direction. Strong majorities say college costs too much and does not prepare young people to get a good job. Michael Harrington reporting.
Small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the Christian Relief Agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Allsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit by Franklin Graham, who heads up Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelical Association. Graham says this building will make such a difference for the community. This is SRN News. A new report on obesity finds Americans have been, well, cutting the fat.
The number of states with obesity rates of 35% or more has dropped for the first time in a decade. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or more in 2024, down from 23 states the year before. In adults, obesity is defined as having a body mass index of 30 or higher. It's a chronic disease linked to diabetes, stroke, cancer, and heart disease. I'm Mike Hempen.
There is some tough news coming out of the Lone Star State. Authorities in Texas say the devastating floods over the summer, they're still talking about them, and only 20% of applicants for federal disaster assistance in Kerr County have been deemed, quote, eligible to get financial help. More details at srnnews.com.